The following is a presentation of Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this...
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond. This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Inside Twins. We are live here at Kauffman Stadium on just a gorgeous Sunday here in Missouri. Twins and the Royals wrapping up this four-game series in the final game of this six-game road trip. Twins and the Royals one more time, and this road trip got off to such a promising start. Twins winning two games and sweeping two games in Atlanta, but coming here and have not won here in this series, in fact, have not won at the K all season long. The Royals continue their winning ways over the Twins this season, winning big time last night, 10-0. As we wrap up the series today, a great pitching matchup on paper. Two guys throwing the ball extremely, extremely well. Irvin Santana for the Twins, ERA 3.43. And now Danny Duffy, a 10-game winner, ERA 2.73. And Duffy quietly now has kind of put himself in the conversation for the American League Cy Young Award. And he is off to a really good start here in the second half of the season especially. So a good pitching matchup for Game 4, Duffy and Santana. I'm Corey Provis. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Joining us now on the phone, back at his home in the Twin Cities. He just got back from a week-long trip in Rochester. We say good afternoon to Rob Anthony. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Corey. How are you doing?
We're doing just fine. How was your trip?
It was good. I got a chance to see Rochester win a few games against Buffalo, but more importantly, we were able to extend our working agreement with Rochester for another 2 years. They've been a tremendous affiliate for us, and so it was good to get that deal done.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Rob. That's a good launching point. Were there some uneasy moments about this extension happening the last few weeks or so?
Well, with the uncertainty going on with our club and the baseball operations, who's going to be in charge, they had some concerns and some questions. And as they always do and as they owe to their fans and to their board, they did their due diligence and they looked at what other options could be out there. But we were pleased that when they looked at everything, they realized that we have a pretty good thing going together and they wanted to continue our relationship, as did we.
That's good news. Good to hear that extension was agreed upon here over the weekend. Rob, the road trip here for the Twins, some good early, but now some rough patches here once again against the Royals. What have you just kind of assessed from the week and just watching the Twins maybe on TV or tuning into us on the radio?
Well, it's just been a lot of inconsistencies. You know, Tyler Duffy had a really good start, and then he struggled. He was off to a good start the other night and ran into the fourth and just couldn't get things going. And Rios has had a little bit of a tough go. He keeps showing signs, but he just isn't able to put it together. And I guess that's the youth that comes out. I'm excited to have Irvin back on the mound today. He's been our most consistent and our best starting pitcher. Unfortunately, we run up against Kansas City's best right now in Duffy, but you always feel good when Irvin takes the ball. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what we need to do to help try and get Hector Santiago going. He's had a tough go with us since we acquired him, and just too many pitches down the middle that are hittable pitches, and teams are taking advantage of that. You just can't make those mistakes in the big leagues.
Is it just more mistakes compared to what he did back in July when you guys were even courting him with the Angels?
Yeah, I think so much of it's location. You know, you'll see the catcher set up, and where the pitch ends up isn't where Suzuki or Centeno's calling for it, and it gets too much of the plate. A lot of them have just been right down the middle, and they've been belt high. And when you face good hitters like you do with the Royals and with other big league clubs, they're going to make you pay for it.
Yeah, the starter's ERA, Rob, on this road trip is not pretty. It's over six. And unless you're a team that's scoring about 8, 9 runs, 10 runs a game, it's going to be hard to win when your starters collectively have that high of an ERA.
Yeah, it all starts with your starting pitcher, and when they give you a chance and they go out and throw up some zeros, you've seen our offense kind of come to life, and we've scored some runs, but it's difficult to always be playing from behind, and especially when the other team puts up big innings and scores a lot of runs and puts you behind. That can be a little deflating, and probably the biggest concern I've had this year is that we score runs and we turn around and we give them right back the next half inning, and that's really demoralizing for a club.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've been on that all year, that shutdown inning. You strive for it, you hope to get it. It just has not been there enough with the ball club here this season. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into the bevy of transactions and roster moves made throughout the last few days. Twins interim GM Rob Antony joining us from the Twin Cities. Corey Provis from Kansas City. More of Inside Twins live from Kauffman Stadium next on your home for Twins baseball.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
How do we make a better sandwich at Subway? We start with tender, rotisserie-style chicken that's raised without antibiotics. Then add a savory Caesar sauce and melted provolone for a unique flavor that redefines what a better sandwich should taste like. The all-new Chicken Caesar Melt from Subway.
Limited time only.
Listen, every time you play the lottery, no matter how it turns out, Minnesota wins. Bike trails win, wildlife wins, ecological diversity wins, renewable energy wins, pollinating bees win, hikers win, lakes win, invasive species. Well, they lose. Why? Because 24 cents of every dollar you spend goes to helping our environment. So play the Minnesota Lottery, because when nature wins, we all win.
Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
At our last birthday party, we had 12 kids and a clown in a two-bedroom apartment playing pin the tail on my throw pillows. This year, we have a backyard.
When you're ready to buy a house, a mortgage from U.S. Bank can help make it possible. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We continue with Rob Antony joining us from his home in the Twin Cities. And, Rob, it's been a busy week looking at the transactions, and the Twins were forced to make some moves, bringing up some depth out of the bullpen. Does that go back to the lack of consistent starting pitching on this road trip?
Yeah, I think so, because when you get pushed behind, and you know, it all started with that doubleheader and Brios only being able to get through two innings, we had to burn up so much of our bullpen, and then we come back in the second game and Tommy Malone only got through three, and he had the shoulder bursitis, and so we had to go back to the bullpen again. So we keep having to go back and get guys that can give us some length out of the bullpen. Then we had the situation in Kansas City the other night where we got the rain, and so Brios went through four, but we had to come back and use up all our bullpen as we went to extra innings. So we made the move yesterday. We brought in Adalberto Mejia, who, in all fairness to him, he's about out of bullets. Our target was right around 130 pitches for or 130 innings for him this year, and he came up at 125. He saw last night he's thrown 88 to 90, 91. And in the heart of this season, when he was fresh and at full strength, he was throwing, up to 94, 95 and kind of sitting at 92 or so. So I don't think fans really saw a full strength Mejia, but he came in and did what we needed him to do, gave us a few innings. And then today we're going to flip-flop him, send him back to Rochester, and we recalled Pat White, who's more of a one- or two-inning guy out of the bullpen, but the guy that we acquired from Boston for Fernando Abad, and so he's going to get his first opportunity in the Twins uniform.
Hey, Rob, I want to go back to Pat Light in a moment, but getting back to Mejia, Paul even mentioned yesterday a possible innings ceiling of 150, but is that not really going to be possible now considering his innings in the minor leagues and even the two innings, plus he worked here last night? Is 130, 135 more realistic right now?
Yeah, I think so, because even between winter ball and everything last year, he pitched about 100 innings, and a 20 to 30% increase on the previous year is kind of the target goal for us. So he's at about 127 and a third right now between all his stops. And so I'm guessing that he's going to go back down. He may make another start, and then I'm not sure how much he's going to pitch after that the rest of the season.
I guess, generally speaking, when do you no longer even consider that 20% innings increase? When is that no longer a factor for a pitcher?
I think after they've pitched, you know, maybe 3-4 years, if they have 1 year where they had some injuries and they were down that year, but they've physically matured and they can handle bouncing back, I don't think you worry about it quite as much. But this guy's 23 years old, and we want to be careful with him. We like him a lot and believe that he's going to challenge for a spot in our rotation next year. And I think just to protect him and in his best interest, we probably need to be careful with those innings still at 23.
Yeah, getting back to Pat Light, who is here. He is available if needed out of the bullpen today. Pat Light, Alex Meyer, are they different? Are they similar? Break down what they throw and how often they throw it.
Well, the difference is Alex Meyer's, he has started and can relieve. Pat Light is primarily a reliever now. He has started in the past, but he's a reliever who's going to throw in the mid to upper 90s. He hit 100 a few times in Rochester, but he's going to pitch a lot at 96, 97, and he's got a very good splitter that it can really, when he's got it going right, it can drop in the zone, and he gets a lot of strikeouts with it. He also has a slider. Meyer was more of a fastball, slurve ball. Originally, it was a downer curveball, but it kind of morphed into more of a slurve. And then he's always been working on a changeup. So they have different styles. They both throw hard, but I think their out pitches are different. And Light's done a better job, I think, right now, over the course of this year, of throwing more strikes and issuing fewer walks.
Hey, Rob, one more thought on the roster before we take our next break. The position player that was set out to make room for Mejia yesterday was Kenny Vargas. Take us through that. Just too many of the same guys, you know, battling for the same spots on the field?
Yeah, I think when Trevor Plouffe came back, we had too many guys that, you know, you can put Plouffe or Sano or Polanco over at third. And over at first, you had Vargas and Maurer and Plouffe's played over there. And you're right, they're kind of a lot of guys that are interchangeable. But Paul was having a tough time finding at-bats for Vargas. And he did fine when he played, but it's tough to play sporadically like he was. And when you have a guy sitting over there and you're not using him and you're kind of beat up in the bullpen, it just makes more sense that you're going to need the extra pitcher more than have the luxury of having another bat off the bench that you don't use as often.
And the Twins are back to a three-man bench. We'll come back and get into that a bit more. Is this a short-term thing or something that we may see until rosters can expand come September 1? We're back with Rob Anthony. Inside Twins continues live from Kauffman Stadium next on your home for Twins baseball.
Okay, so, Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's?
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to?
Soccer, Dad. Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, and my dorky dad hat, and I'm going to do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time.
What?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to 3 guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run with a U.S. Bank Value Pack each Tuesday at Target Field. Watch the Twins from the U.S. Bank Home Run Porch and enjoy a free Schweigert hot dog and Pepsi all at the same time. Tuesdays at Target Field haven't been better. Visit TwinsBaseball.com for more information.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues from Kauffman Stadium. Twins and the Royals coming up later on this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Final game of this four-game series. Irvin Santana and Danny Duffy. First pitch at 1:15. This program until the bottom half of the hour. Chris is the pregame show coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. And Rob, we were speaking about the state of the roster the last segment. Now you're back to a three-man bench. Is this a short-term thing, or just going to have to ride this thing out until you can get to September roster expansion beginning in September 1?
Well, I think barring any injuries to position players, there's probably a pretty good chance that we're going to go with the extra pitcher the rest of this month. And like you mentioned, once you get into September, you can add some pitching and position players and create that depth that every manager would love to have with the extra bodies on the bench as well as out in the bullpen.
Rob, I saw on Twitter this morning that you were on, I think, MLB Network Radio, and you mentioned to the host this morning that a priority for this team this offseason will be looking to find a starting catcher. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, Kurt Suzuki's a free agent after this season, and we've got Juan Centeno. We like Mitchell Garver down in AAA. He's moved up to AAA right now. So what we'd like to see is, if possible, and I think about probably 27 or 28 other clubs in this game would like to increase or improve their catching depth, but if we could find somebody that could share time with Centeno or with J.R. Murphy or Mitchell Garver, I think we'd be satisfied with that. And if you ever have an opportunity to try and get a frontline catcher, when Jonathan Lucroy was out there available for trade, you saw how heavily pursued he was by many clubs. And when you get a catcher that's a frontline catcher that you can throw out there for 120 games, that's pretty valuable to any club. So if we can get somebody, whether it be somebody young that might even be a year or two away, or somebody that can step in for us next year, I think that would be a priority if possible.
Rob, I'm glad you brought up Garver. You had a chance to watch him maybe this week down with Rochester. He began the season at AA, but now is playing AAA ball. Garver's name has been discussed a lot. Spring trainings with Brad Stile, it's been Stuart Turner and Mitch Garver. Why has Mitch taken a step forward this season to get to AAA?
He's improved his defense. When we drafted him, he could always swing the bat, and we thought he had some power. He's continued to do that, but he's receiving the ball much better. He's throwing runners out. I just think he's done a lot of things to improve his game defensively. Turner's still a good defensive catcher, and he swung the bat better as of late, but I think Garver's ahead of him offensively. But we like both those guys, but right now I would say that maybe Garver might have passed him up.
Did anybody else stand out when you were watching Rochester play this week? You read all the reports, but then watching a player or two or more in person, was there an individual or two who stood out to you this last week, whether it's a pitcher or a position player?
You know what? They've got a lot of guys that play the game the right way and play hard. They've got pitchers. Their starting rotation, other than Mejia, who I didn't see, fortunately, which made him available yesterday, a lot of those guys pitch with a lot of heart. They throw strikes. They keep you in the game. They're consummate professionals, and you get that around the diamond as well. You get guys like James Beresford, who we've had for about 10 years in our organization. He just plays the game the right way. He can play first, second, third. He can play short if you need him to. They've got a lot of character guys. Adam Brett Walker, I thought, did a nice job. He stayed on the breaking ball much better. We all know he's got high strikeout percentage rates. He didn't hit any bombs when I was out there, but he stayed on some breaking balls and was able to hit some balls up the middle for hits. So I was encouraged by that, and his defensive play has come a million miles this year. Our player development staff has done a great job with him, where he had trouble throwing last year and even into spring training, and now he throws much better. He's tracking the ball better, so he did a nice job out there as well.
Could you see a scenario where both, and barring any injury here, but if both are healthy, both, say, Walker and or Daniel Palka could join the team, or is it more one or the other?
I think it would be one or the other, and since Palka's not on the roster yet and Walker's been at AAA all along, he might be ahead of him. But the thing that I'm going to have to discuss with Paul is we don't want to bring up a bunch of guys that aren't going to get at-bats just to come up, just to say they were up or to be around the club. I think it's more productive if you bring a few fewer players, rather, and give them an opportunity to play without sacrificing anything else. You know, I know where we are in the standings, but our goal and Paul's goal every day is to try and win games. We're trying to develop players and win at the same time. But I believe we owe it to our fans to try, and when they come out to a game, that we're going to go out there and we're going to do the best we can to try and win the game. So I don't think we're going to roll out a bunch of guys just to give them at bats. If there's a purpose behind it, we'll do it. But I think we're going to be fairly structured and have a plan with everybody we bring up in September.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and get off the field a little bit. Rob Manfred, the Commissioner of Baseball, had some ideas about, you know, maybe new styles of play come 2017. We'll get Rob's take on that when Inside Twins continues, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field, coming up on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
Looking for a new truck? Say hello to the exclusive, limited-time, limited-quantity Northland Edition Ford F-150. It's got a military-grade aluminum alloy body that's tough as nails. Plus, the Northland Edition F-150 is packed with features built with the Northland in mind, like a rear-view camera, bed liner, remote start, heated front seats, all-weather floor mats, and 18-inch wheels. Under the hood, you'll get an EcoBoost engine that's the perfect mix of power and efficiency. And you'll also get peace of mind knowing you're behind the wheel of the safest F-150 ever. Come in today to get great total savings and some of the best lease payments of the year on a Northland Edition F-150. But hurry, these trucks are going fast. Go online to northlandford.com, then visit your local Northland Ford dealer for a test drive today. Safety claim based on F-150 being the only pickup truck to earn IIHS Top Safety and NHTSA 5-star safety rating.
Here's to running strong mile after mile. With top-tier gas, absolutely guaranteed never to cause fuel problems. So while other companies say their gas cleans your engine as you drive, with top-tier gas, you get all that plus a guarantee. A guarantee that you'll find nowhere else but Quick Trip. At Quick Trip, top-tier gas is all we sell because the best is all you deserve. Guaranteed.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Let's hear it for your Kooks All-Star!
Got a favorite?
The whole team's pretty awesome.
Well, there must be a few standouts.
Well, yeah, you got the amazing Arizona Heat bringing the heat on the mound. Original Yellow filling the gap at short. That's Horseradish on the hot corner at third.
And who's in the outfield?
That's Honey Dijon, Stoneground.
And this year's fan favorite, Dusseldorf.
At the ballpark or at home, no one fields a better team of mustards than Kooks. That's Kooks with a K.
Head to your nearest Lunds or Byerly's and pick up some Kooks mustard today.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Wrapping things up with Twins interim GM Rob Anthony. And Rob, you were down with Rochester this week, and among the initiatives that Commissioner Rob Manfred is possibly pushing into the game come 2017 is incorporating the pitch clock, the 20-second pitch clock that is there at AA, AAA, not at the big league level, though. Would you be a fan of that coming to the big leagues as early as next year?
You know, every time there's changes like that, everybody gets a little wound up not knowing how things are going to go. I think from watching games in the minor leagues, I don't think anyone even notices the pitch clock. They just get into a routine where the pitcher just gets back on the rubber and he throws another pitch and the game moves along. The hitter's not worried about it. He's not stepping out like you see a lot in the big leagues. I'm sure some of the veteran players it'll take some time to adjust and they're going to be resistant to that, but I would have no problem with a pitch clock. I think speeding the game up and kind of taking some of the dead time out of the game would be a positive.
Yeah, the one that gets me, though, is the idea of shrinking the strike zone, how that's going to quicken up play. Wouldn't that be more based on balls and more offense and then longer games?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of discussion, and sometimes concepts get oversimplified, but I'm sure that there's a lot of things to be discussed in that, in shrinking up the strike zone. Watching last night's game, sometimes I thought the strike zone was a little tight. Sometimes I thought it was a little generous. But, that you know, every umpire is different, and that it's a human aspect of the game. I think if you start trying to redefine it, it is going to be a difficult thing because you're dealing with human beings and you're dealing with umpires who've been doing this a long time. When they tried to incorporate the higher strike, some umpires, you know, kind of grasped onto it and were able to do it, and others really didn't embrace it much, and some things didn't change. But I applaud Commissioner Manfred for trying to do some things to improve the game, and I think you always need to be looking at things, whether things are going well or not.
Hey, Rob, we have to run, but thanks for the time. Thanks for listening. Pre-game show is next, and you're home for Twins baseball.
Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.